We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tough loss for the Penguins last night. Brutal loss, really. A brutal loss. And look, when Tanev scored, bench is going crazy. Gensel ties it. They have them right where they want them. And then of all people to score the winner, it's Tom Wilson. That one just had to be tough on a Penguins fan. Regis is on the line. What's up?
I would just like to see more physicality from the Pens. Everybody's taking a beating, you know, except the other team. I'm not talking about stupid penalties. Spending all your time in the box is no way to win a lot of games. But there has to be, a price to pay for if you're going to treat our guys like this, well, there's going to be a beating. Something's going to happen. And again, I'm not talking about stupid penalties, but don't go after Tom Wilson. Leave him alone. Go after guys like Oven Chicken. Go after guys, you know, that
yeah, you go after Oven Chicken, he'll kick your ass because he's probably tougher than anybody on your team. I love the way you phrase that. You know what? You said you got to make him pay. I agree with you. How about you score a power play goal there and take a lead? Yeah, does that make him pay or not?
Yeah, that would be glorious. That would be glorious. And they got to learn to start shooting the puck. I believe one of you said it earlier on the broadcast. If you don't shoot, you can't score.
No. Sometimes. And the other thing, Regis, is you say, you know, you don't want to take stupid penalties, but isn't that a fine line if you start headhunting people, whether it's whatever you call it, Ovechkin or somebody else? Isn't that a fine line you're walking there?
Well, in a sense, but as long as it's a clean hit, you know, it'd be physical.
CeCe's a physical game. CeCe's hit on Wilson sent him flying into the boards. Did you like that?
No, but.
What do you mean, no?
Why didn't you like that?
He knocked him on his ass into the boards.
No, again, don't take stupid penalties, but I'd like to see more physicality, especially in front of our own net.
I hear you. Let's not beat around the bush here. People want to see somebody on the Penguins beat the hell out of Tom Wilson. That's what people want to see. And I don't blame him for that, by the way.
I'm not really worried about old Tom Wilson. I mean, there's been dirty.
No, I hear you.
For 100 years.
I hear you. You want the Penguins to be more physical. We appreciate the call, man. I appreciate that.
Hey.
Actually, I mean, when you look at it, the Penguins, last I checked, were leading the league in hits, but they're not that physical of a team. If you know what I mean, like there's not a lot of oomph behind their physicality.
I didn't
get
how
that word, Ron? Oomph?
I do. Oomph. I do. I didn't get it. I mean, he so totally dismissed CeCe hit on Wilson. I thought that was a great hit by CeCe, didn't you? I mean, that's a physical play, is it not?
Absolutely. It was a nice hit. People want to see somebody go after Tom Wilson or go after their other players in more of a way than that. They want to see that, and I don't blame him as a fan because he has a long history of going after Penguins. I didn't think that hit last night was that bad. Honestly, and I think if you're Jankowski, you have to think that it's coming because it's Wilson. Whenever he's on the ice, you have to think it's coming. But, you know, you talk about taking stupid penalties. I can't imagine a stupider one than Drew O'Connor took with 9 minutes left in the game that wound up costing them.
And that wasn't a revenge penalty, you know? I mean, that was just a stupid penalty.
Right. Who else do we have here, Horse? Anyone? Horse? Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how's it going? Love the show.
Thank you.
So, this is going to sound crazy, but I think the biggest mistake Mike Sullivan has made since he's been the coach of the Penguins was not playing Ryan Reeves enough. I just think, you know, I'm not somebody like an eye for an eye, but if they had kept Reeves on the fourth line, because that's all he is a fourth liner, I think I think it would have deterred some of the things that Tom Wilson likes to do. Like, not totally put an end to it, but at least Wilson would know, like, you know, he would probably have to answer at some point during the game to Ryan Reeves. It's like, for me, it just gets sickening watching the Penguins Capitals all the time, because my main concern is a Penguin getting injured by Tom Wilson. It's, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, every game.
Yeah,
well, again,
I do.
those first four games, I didn't really notice Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson's a great player, too. That's the other fact. Great is a strong word. Tom Wilson's a very good player. You know, you're just going to put out somebody there to go after him. He's going to end up hurting you by scoring goals. He's a really good player. He plays with an edge. The Penguins would love to have him on their team. I would think, Joe, wouldn't you? I think every team would love to have him
on
their team.
Yeah, but he's also dirty. And forget about the first six games this year. He's got a long history of putting Penguins out of the lineup, like Zach Aston-Reese. So I get the bloodlust that people feel, like this guy, when he's watching a game. It makes him sick that Wilson just runs around and does whatever he wants. I get that. I don't know what the answer necessarily is. Yeah, I guess you make him pay. Make him pay on the power play. But his original point was Ryan Reeves, and I would agree with him. He should have played more when he was here. Would you, Ron?
He didn't play hardly at all, right? The coach didn't want him. Should he have played him more? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he didn't show me much in the limited time he got on the ice, and then he goes, you know, where to Vegas, and he becomes a very functional player, and not just a tough guy, but a functional player. Yeah, maybe Sullivan blew it with him.
I would bet Rutherford thought so. That seemed to be a very point of contention, I'll say, between them, at least in terms of Rutherford making it a big point and giving up a lot to bring in Reeves, and then Sully not playing him. And then he goes to Vegas, and the last couple of years, his ice time is in double digits, and he comes up with 9 goals 1 year and 8 the next. Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think the players, like Sid, liked having him around as well. I don't know what the answer is with Wilson. 412-928-9370. I just think people would like to see one time somebody just take him and pound him. I think that, you know what I mean? Forget about what that means for winning and losing games. I think it's a natural part of hockey.
When the Penguins did try it, who fought him? Was it last year, the year before, that and people said he jumped them too soon? He didn't give him a chance to defend himself. Do you remember that fight?
Yes. Now I can't remember who it was, though, but I remember the charge that he jumped him too soon.
You know, so you can't win, so you try to beat him up, and he still beats you up, you know? He's just a really good player for me. Dirty player, yeah, but was Darius Kasparaitis? Absolutely. Was Ulf Samuelson? Absolutely. Those
Matt
guys
Cook.
Were just... Yeah, Matt Cook, there you go. Every one of those guys was just as dirty as Tom Wilson was for me, and people loved them when they played for the Penguins, and I get that. But, again, you know, you score on the power play, you make them pay. CeCe had an open shot at him, clean, took it, knocked him into the boards, you know, behind over teacups, if you will. You know, that's what you have to do. That's how you beat them, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Was it Jamie Oleksiak? Of course, you're right, Ron.
Maybe,
I mean, obviously,
maybe.
Right? But I think we're talking about two. Yeah, it was Oleksiak. I'm looking
because,
at it.
Because before, remember the year before, was it Aston-Reese that he broke his jaw, Wilson? I'm trying to think of my memory. And then Oleksiak challenged him like 3 times during that game, and Wilson kept skating away. And then the next time they played, maybe the next year, Oleksiak went after him again, and Wilson jumped him before he had the chance.
That's right. And then Rutherford ripped Wilson, as he did on numerous occasions, or multiple occasions. Yeah, I mean, on one hand, you win the game, you score on the power play. On the other hand, it's an emotional thing, and I'd be sick of watching Wilson running around hitting people the way he does, too. I would. He's a dirty player. And, yes, the Penguins have had their share of dirty players as well, and people love them. I get it. But fans on other teams probably wanted to see somebody beat the hell out of Matt Cook. And it's different than how do we win. It's two separate questions. What's the best way to win the game? And then me as a hockey fan, what do I want to see here? And I want to see somebody. If I'm a diehard Penguins fan, I want to see somebody go up to Tom Wilson and in a fair fight, just beat the living hell out of him. I get that. That Penguins fans, probably a lot of them want that. There would be a feeling of satisfaction there, and it wouldn't matter one bit toward winning the game.
See, you're absolutely correct. I think you're absolutely correct, but I think it's stupid. You know, I think if you ask a lot of fans, like after Wilson hit Jankowski last night, if you'd have said to the fans, okay, we're going to knock Tom Wilson in the next week, but you're going to lose, or you win the game and Tom Wilson's going to skate out okay, I think a lot of fans would say, we'll give up on the game. We'd rather see Tom Wilson hurt. And I think that's stupid.
I think that's stupid.
I think it's stupid because now you fall last night, you go into the game, you're in third place in the playoffs. You come out of the game, you're in fifth place out of the playoffs. And I get it. We're not even through February yet. There's a lot of games left. But these games are important. But I would think not all, but I would think a lot of people would say, you know what, we'll sacrifice this game to have guys run all over the ice to try to do something to Tom Wilson. I don't get that, but I know that there's a lot of people out there that feel that way, Joe.
But you're not a diehard Penguins fan. It's an emotional game for them, and I think you phrased it there very well. And I think we can put that question out there. Like last night, I mean, they wound up losing anyway on a dumb play. But would you sacrifice one game, one night, to have somebody on the Penguins take on Tom Wilson and win a fight decisively? Would you sacrifice a game for that? 412-928-9370. I think most people would say yes. I'm with you. Do you?
Do I think most people would say yes? Majority? Yeah, probably. Probably. You said diehard Penguin fans. Yeah, and you're right. I'm not a diehard Penguins fan. I try to look at what's best to try to win the game. I would say, you know, probably a little bit of the majority would. I don't think it'd be overwhelming, but yeah, I would probably agree with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.